All right, welcome back in. Happy Friday. Almost noon. The Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone. This is a good Friday song.
Wish the weather cooperated a
little know.
Bit.
Feels like I should be having some sun or something like that.
50s the last few days.
Baseball's on the horizon. Oh, wait.
I mean, eventually.
College baseball. With that. All right, Josh, we have odd news. Oh, well, it's another day, right?
Yeah,
I assume we have odd news.
It is a day that ends in Y, so we are here to provide you...
Odd things are happening.
...with the, yes, the most bizarre stories in the news as we... Gotta click one link here. We'll let that load, and we will begin the segment.
Here we go.
Bill Walton.
Oh, great.
He kind of lives here. He kind of lives in this odd news segment.
Could be an odd news Hall of Famer when it's all said and done.
Because also, you know, he calls quite a few games, but he does not have like a regular slot. It's just kind of, oh, Bill Walton's on the call. Okay.
Yes, I've noticed this.
It's not like Thursday night every. Bill Walton's going to be there.
You can usually guess it's a Pac-12 game and it's late.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a matter of chance whether Bill Walton's there or not.
The unranked Oregon Ducks, coached by Dana Altman, maybe you're familiar.
I am.
Upset the number 3 UCLA Bruins 84-81 in overtime last night.
Dana got his 700th win last night.
Yeah. That is not the odd portion of the news. You know, I could read you what was said. But I think it's just better to let Bill say it.
So the Tinder portal, which has been very good for the Conference of Champions, and with Miles Johnson seeing the opportunity that UCLA does not have a shot blocker, he comes here and says, yeah, I found myself a home.
You mean the transfer portal? You called it the Tinder portal.
Tinder portal, yeah.
Why, you're saying that the transfer portal is like Tinder? Do you swipe right or left to get a player?
Well... Do you love me today?
I actually can get on board with that.
Yeah, not entirely wrong, Bill. He's certainly said weirder things.
If you were, let's just say you were an eligible woman in the LA area, and you saw Bill Walton pop up on your Tinder, what would you do?
Probably a pretty quick which way is no?
left, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, whichever way is no, that's the way I'm gonna swipe because
is Bill married?
I'm gonna guess so, right?
I don't know.
Feels like a happy family man.
I know little about him except for he was a very, very good basketball player and that he is a crazy person.
He is married to his second wife, Lori, since 1991. Okay. So,
well, he has a very good knowledge of what Tinder is and what it's all about, and that's okay. You could do that as a married guy.
Don't have to be on it to know about it.
That's exactly right.
Bill Walton, very hip with the kids.
I could actually get on board with this. Maybe they should just rebrand the Tinder portal.
Transfer portal sponsored by Tinder.
That was one of several interesting things. Like. I was watching Iowa-Indiana, and that game had either just started or was going on, and people were already tweeting about weird things that Bill Walton was saying. I was like, what? You know. I actually enjoy it from that perspective, that I just get to kind of see it, and it starts flooding my timeline rather than have to watch it for an entire game and just wait until he says something interesting.
It's often better to not watch a Bill Walton game and just let it come up on your Twitter feed out of context. And it's absolutely funnier than
that. What happens to me every time.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Are you a fan of horror movies? Do you like to be scared?
I wouldn't consider myself a fan, no, but I'm not a fan.
Okay. So if I say A Nightmare on Elm Street, you are familiar that this is a movie.
Yes.
It spawned several sequels. It did quite well for itself.
Yes.
And if I told you there was a house in this movie, would you think that was plausible?
There was a house in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's usually a house in movies or horror movies for sure.
Yeah, well, the house from A Nightmare on Elm Street sold for $2.8 million this week.
Okay. Where is this located?
great question. I don't have that information.
I always ask the tough ones.
I'm going to assume California. It also came with Bo Burnham's guest house.
Oh. Interesting.
So I guess at one time, the listing includes a guest house, which itself was made famous by comedian Bo Burnham, who filmed his pandemic-themed special inside in that guest house.
Wow.
So...
And this is just an add-on. This is on the top of it.
Yeah, that's extra. The house from Wes Craven's horror classic sold for $2.8 million after being listed for $3.5 million.
Oh.
It had been on the market since October.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a question that I've always wondered about. If a house is theoretically haunted, would that increase or decrease value of said house?
Well, I think for most people it would decrease it. But you just have to find one. You just have to find one person who, ooh, that's a hook.
Right.
And you've got them.
Oh, I think I don't think that would be uncommon. Excuse me.
Yeah. And
I don't think it'd be uncommon for someone to walk in there and is like, is this the house? You know, and then you can kind of.
You got them.
Yeah. Work on it from there.
And how many house guest house combos like this are there where you have an iconic horror movie? And then in the back somewhere, a award-winning comedy special was filmed and shot. So that's interesting. I would have guessed more than $3 million.
That's what I would have thought, too. Yeah. It seems really doable for me, for sure.
Yeah.
As I have $2.5 million.
Just lying around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
My second house.
You bought the show.
Exactly.
You were not hired. A lot of people think you were hired based on merit.
Oh, no.
No.
How could that have been true?
And finally here, are you a Cobra Kai guy?
I haven't. No.
Karate, martial arts?
I get it.
Are you an MMA guy?
I watched the most recent UFC with where Nunes got beat.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
Yeah. How many kicks do you think you could do in a minute?
Just physically kick?
Yeah.
Like a bag or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably run out of gas pretty quick. I'd probably do like a kick on average every 5 seconds.
Okay. An Ontario martial artist has broken her second Guinness World Record by teaming up with a student to perform in 60 seconds 178 kicks.
Yeah, nope. Mm-mm.
Now,
I probably undershot my number as well. That's slow.
It seemed very slow on your part.
Yeah.
My crude math, let's round up to 180 to make this easier. That's 3 kicks a second.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, no. The 28-year-old previously set a Guinness World Record by kicking footballs off people's heads in 2016.
Hmm.
Doesn't say how many. The previous record for kicks in a minute was 144. So she blew past that at 178.
Wow.
Yeah, good for her.
I mean, that's good. If there's going to be a new record holder for the prestigious kicks in a minute record, then you would like for that person to really earn it and deserve it. And clearly this person's been training their whole life.
Yeah, you don't want them to hit that mark by one, and then that person tries to take back their record, and then it becomes just a huge...
With some of these, I wonder, like, what's stopping you from... from setting this record every day of your life? Like, if you can kick 178 times in a minute right now, what's stopping you from kicking 178 times in a minute tomorrow or 179 times in a minute tomorrow?
That's fair.
I often think that.
Well, you don't
Nobody
wanna,
thinks about that, but I do.
You don't want to outpace yourself. Like, you don't want to expel that much energy on a day that you don't have to.
Yep. Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd news.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. Like, you know what? I can do it. I can get that record.
I got this.
And I mean, I guess credit to you, you did go out and get it. It would have been worse to have thought you could get it and then fail miserably.
Right. Then what? Then you're just a person who's kicked for nothing.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there kicking.
And
that doesn't make any sense.
If you're like the Guinness Book of World Records person, because you have to have... like an official
that's witness. Probably what's stopping it.
What a weird life
that
is. Like, where are you going today? I'm going out to, you know, Slovakia. There's this woman who says she can kick 144 times in 60 seconds. We'll see.
Yep.
What a weird life.
That's Odd News with Josh. We will take a quick break and come back. We're up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.